Old man sees a crane flying over the land. And Charles Russell came in from St. Louis on the Union Pacific. The train cut through Nebraska and into Wyoming, from the endless bones of blighted corn to the mesa, where the ground and sky crashed their colors together. Through the thick window he saw the land, orange as a rabbit's lung, rich brown like a horse skin, a lazy green. He shook the coffee in his wooden cup, looked at the landscape moving between the black iron veins of its frame, and thought, is this what my eyes look like behind their wire rims? Southern Montana, and the engine shook the trestle work on a banked bridge outside of Billings, rained thick tar into the river below. The man in the sketch is not moving. He is not pointing at the sky or holding a hand to his four-lined forehead to shield the sun. His shoulders are stooped. The only way you can tell he's watching something is the upturned tilt of his hat. Its black and water-soaked bill is saluting his moment of sight. He has noticed something, and his eyes must be sparkling. Sketch, I thought of you, Katya, for reasons as gray as the rain gathering outside of the museum. You were an objectively beautiful woman who I loved abstractly. That is, didn't love at all, though words are sometimes more interesting if they package well. But even here, months later, standing in front of the Russell sketch, I am haunted by that brief thought, the remembrance of a moment before class when you sat on my legs, leaned forward and wrapped your thin arms around my neck. Our pelvic bones touched, a click of white stone, and nothing more. I'm tired of imagining, you said, and these men are so boring. And then you stood and then you walked away, your back and the heavy curve of your breasts in a fluorescent silhouette. And I saw a spark, a bit of flame bloom in the back of your neck. Or maybe it was only the swell of a graceful bone, or a tip of hair catching the light. But as I sat on the wooden classroom chair, I realized that I was boring too, then gave in and imagined an expanse of body unfolding downward from that spark, a raw and constantly coiled desire. Old man sees a crane flying over the land, or is it a flame? And doesn't it look like that flame has wings? Shaped from hollow bone and burning blood, they pulse with each surge of wind, flickering and moving farther from their origin. Their origin is a pregnant belly, carbon and green sulfur, a mother crane or the hemp of a wick. He isn't sure. He could guess, though. His gray-skinned hands are limp against the starched cuffs of the $20 suit. The empty flask in his pocket says San Francisco in tarnished letters. Look closer. Isn't he caught watching a spark in the sky? The lapels of his suit are covered in graphite dust. The body is canvas. This is nothing new. The wet musk of physical communion eventually dries into a charcoal sketch.